You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
One hint, the worst is yet to come.
All right, time for a sports wrap. He is the man, Mark Wilson, is sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in the city. Go to Sporty Cuts on 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Miles.
Start of the 8-game road trip is about 25 minutes away. Target Field in Minnesota, Tigers and Twins. It'll be a little chilly. Remember the days when the Twins would play inside? And everybody hated the Homer Dome, the Hanky Dome, the Metrodome. Well, they're outside now. It's the Tigers and Twins. You got your Kevin Correa for the Twins and your Rick Porcello for the Tigers. Start of the 8-game trip, of course, Tigers at 11-8, Minnesota at 11-10. So this is for first place in the American League Central. 1-game Tiger lead over Minnesota. Big Ten baseball in East Lansing today. The Spartans have beaten Northwestern 3-2. We'll get to the Northwestern thing later, too. The vote was held today, of course, on the campus of Evanston, Illinois. Spartans, though, 3-2. They're now 22-17. In Ann Arbor, Michigan playing right now at the Wilpon Complex. Good crowd there tonight at Ray Fisher, Wilpon Complex Stadium. Nebraska leads Michigan 6-1 in the fourth. Big weekend series with the Huskers. Wings in Boston for Game 5 tomorrow, 3 p.m. We expect Gustafson in goal. He's the guy now. Jimmy Howard, I guess, has just either got the flu or he's done. And he's just going to sit around and collect his money. Bruins lead the series 3-1. Spartan football spring game tomorrow, 2 o'clock on BTN on the Big Ten Network. But it is free to the public. Go there for free, park for free, go watch the Spartan spring game, the Rose Bowl champions. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker the Man, presented to you by Sporty Cuts. NBA playoffs tonight, game 3. They're done with 1 at the Barclays Center. Toronto leads Brooklyn 23-19. Chicago, Washington coming up. Houston, Portland at 10:30. Cup playoffs Friday. That would be today. Rangers and Flyers are tied at 1 in the first. Blackhawks, Blues coming. Stars, Ducks go at 10:30. That series is tied at 2. Other baseball, American League. Delay by rain in Baltimore. Kansas City Orioles have not started yet. Angels and Yankees, no score second. Boston leads Toronto. They put up a 4 spot in the second so far. They're still batting. 4-0 Red Sox. One interleague series later tonight is Cleveland and San Francisco at 10:15. National League, since there's rain in Baltimore, there's rain in Washington. Delay the Nationals and the Padres. Remember when San Diego was going to move to Washington years ago, 1973? They even had baseball cards made with the Washington Padres. You actually have to put that on the microphone. Yeah, the White Sox were heading to Tampa for a brief minute. Brief minute. Miami and the Mets, no score second. Cincinnati, Atlanta, no score first. Other games start later. PGA Tour Zurich Classic, round 2 at TPC Louisiana. Still golfers on the course, but Ben Martin shoots a 67 to go with his 62 of yesterday. He's at 15 under. He's got a 4-shot lead. Andrew Svoboda is at 11 under on 16 right now. Sung Yul No shot a 68. Pretty good golfer from South Korea. 11 under par, so he's right now tied for second behind Martin. David Duval shoots a 69 to go with his 68. He's at 7 under. And going to play the weekend. And the NASCARs are in Richmond, Virginia, as we speak, qualifying right now for the 400 race tomorrow night. And that is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Is that a finish there? Are you sure about that, EP? That's not for the nationwide race. That's for the sprint race. There is the nationwide. I don't know, Kyle Larson? Just make sure that's the sprint cup race and not the nationwide race. Oh, qualifying was rained out today? Oh, there is rain on that side of the coast. You're right. It was rain in Baltimore, rain in Washington. Makes sense it's raining in Richmond, Virginia. That means it'll go by points for tomorrow's race. I got to check that again. I don't know who's up first. Anyhow, there you go. That's your sports wrap. And we're still in the 7 o'clock hour, 248-848-1130. You can email us at parkerandtheman@yahoo.com. We also have Twitter and Facebook. And you can watch us at parkerandtheman.com or premiersportstalknetwork.com. We web stream live. We vid web stream live, I'm telling you. What?
Do it live. I'll write it, and we'll do it live.
All right, O'Reilly, we're doing it live.
All right, goodness.
Settle down.
Just a couple things, Mark, quick. Of course, we're going to get to also the Red Wings and what happened last night.
Oh, boy.
We'll talk about that.
Wasn't a long overtime.
I did make a little announcement Facebook. I didn't really
we have an announcement?
All the way out there. I did, about the TV show.
Go ahead.
Starting
you want a drum roll?
Saturday.
No, I don't have one.
Starting Saturday, May 3rd, got a new TV show, Venture. TV 38 is called Rob Parker Shop Talk. It's set in my barbershop on 7 Mile Road, Sporty Cuts. And it's basically a sports debate show, Mark, where the average Joes get a chance to put their two cents in it. We'll have some guests. We'll do some other stuff.
You just call, like, regular people who patronize your place average Joes.
Average Joes.
Like, you're, like, what, are you the king?
No, it's not that. It's when
you're a big celebrity.
No, when you talk about sports debate, though,
I get it.
People look at me as a professional who do it for a living. The regular guys.
Really?
Yeah, they actually pay me for my opinion.
Who knew?
But anyway, so that's TV 38 every Saturday morning, Mark, at 11:30 a.m. Perfect time.
Wait, let's get this again. So Channel 38 Waddle.
Yes.
Waddle TV 38 Saturday mornings. What time? I don't even know that this was all wrapped up. So it's Saturday mornings starting
11:30.
11:30 starting May 3rd.
Yep.
So Derby Day.
Yep.
On May the 3rd. Kentucky Derby Day. I'm assuming that the whole show will be about the Kentucky Derby.
No. That won't happen.
That's Mr. Ford for you there. That's for sure. All right, before we get into McGarry again, can I do one correction? I got a letter. Can you believe someone wrote me a letter here at the Clear Channel building? An actual letter came. I haven't seen a letter in years. Not an email, an actual.
Is that Richard Brown?
Rich Brown actually wrote a letter to me. This one, sorry, Mr. Wilson, you know your trivia, but you made a serious error. Montreal did not beat the St. Louis Blues three straight years for the Stanley Cup. Though Scotty Bowman's Blues lost three straight cups, the first two were to Montreal. The third was the Boston Bruins, and who swept St. Louis. Well, St. Louis got swept in all three of those. I like St. Louis, blah, 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 blah. Don Cherry, Boston, Bobby Orr won the series with that famous goal off his skates. He's absolutely right. The statue, you've seen the famous picture of Orr flying through the air. That was against St. Louis. So Montreal, first 2 years of expansion, played St. Louis, beat them 4-0. Scotty was the coach of the Blues, and then it was the Boston Bruins in 69-70. And, Rich, I knew that. I don't remember me saying that. I must have just said it because I knew that the Boston Bruins, I think Tom Johnson was their coach back then, had won the Stanley Cup in 1970 with the famous Orr shot against Scotty Bowman. And then years later, Scotty went to Montreal and then won five cups with the Canadiens. So, yes, thank you for the correction. If, in fact, I said I don't remember that. I remember saying that the Blues went three times. I might have inadvertently said they played Montreal three. But it was two Montreal, one Boston. Thank you very much. So I got that in there. But an actual – Rob, this was a letter.
No, Richard Brown, he always used to write me at the
Shocked
old place.
Shocked that there's a letters. People yes. still writing letters.
So what was my other point? Okay, so yeah, the show starts May 3rd, 11:30 a.m., Mark.
Okay.
It's a barbershop show. I've been talking about it for years, finally got it together, and I'm excited about it, and I hope people will support it, and there'll be more information coming out.
Saturday, May 3rd, 11:30, mark it on your calendars, Channel 38 Waddle, wherever it might be on your cable. Go check it, and Rob's going to do it up.
All right.
It'll be a fine, slick production.
You remember Sports Rap was a good show? We had a nice run on that.
You sent me the logo. So I could look at the logo. It's a really cool logo with the barber pole and everything. It's kind of hip, even though you're not a very hip guy.
Where's Matt or Joshua? Somebody come in, because what I'll do is, Mark, I'll send them the logo. They could put it on.
Yeah, of course.
They could put it up on our site, so you can at least see it and put the time.
Put it up on even on the thing right now while we're talking.
Right, exactly. We should put it up.
Just put it up anytime you want. He's going to send it to you.
All right.
248-848-1130. If you just crawled out of a rock and didn't hear today, Mitch McGarry, University of Michigan, big stud. He was going to have a great year. He's going to come back. At least I thought he'd come back. He was going to play with Caris LeVert and Zach Irvin and Derek Walton. And the new kids coming in, Cam Chapman and Michigan, Beeline's done a nice job of recruiting. But with all those guys that have left, Stauskas is gone. Glenn Robinson is gone. Obviously, to graduation and transfer, Jordan Morgan is gone. John Horford is gone. They lost a lot of guys. But the one piece of the puzzle might have been McGarry staying with Irvin and Walton and LeVert and Dokic and others. That ain't happening. McGarry, whether he likes it or not, is going to the NBA, and whether even the pot might have orchestrated a little bit of his move from Michigan to the NBA and solidified his decision. It was so difficult. Then, whatever the case may be, he's gone from Michigan. Beeline does not have him for the 2014-15 season, bless you, and beyond. Keith, you're on Sports Night with Parker DeMann. Hi, Keith.
What's up, guys?
What's happening?
Man, look, I gotta say this, and dang if you do, dang if you don't. If he got drunk as heck, and like y'all said earlier, I was listening to you, you said if he blew a 4.0, whatever it is, 0.5, I don't know what it is. I don't want to be there. So if he blew that, then he got in trouble. He couldn't do that. So marijuana, to me, is really secondary. in my book anyway. Liquor actually is your killer.
But wait a minute. You know what? That's just convenient for you. The law of the land is that alcohol is not illegal and marijuana is. That's the fact. I don't
care. Except in Colorado and Washington.
Okay, right.
I'm being honest.
I know what you're saying, but that's irrelevant because that's not the law. It's not the law.
Look, guys, he's 22 years old. From what you told me, I didn't even know he was that old. So thank you for that knowledge.
Andrew Gaze with Sweeten Hall was 35 playing against the AA.
Well, we know why Gaze was that way.
But wait a minute. 22 years old, back pain, and I heard he rides a unicycle. So, I mean, what you thought he was doing? Okay, with that being said, and sign Dirt and the Whiskey, and here it goes. Guys, you know I want you to sign Dirt and the Whiskey. You don't know I want the Pistons to do that.
Keith, you're killing me.
Come on, Keith. Come on, Keith.
Can you wait? Don't, Rob. Don't.
No,
I wanted to ask him something.
No. He's not going to call here every day and bring up the same thing. Keith, we heard you. Thank you.
I actually wanted
the palace. Do not call here with that.
What are we talking about?
I wanted to find out actually what he meant. I didn't go to his point on McGarry. What was the point?
That it's not a big deal that alcohol, you know, that's always, when people smoke weed themselves, they always say, well, a real killer is alcohol, you know, whatever. But that's not, he knew the rule. In this country, other than those two states you mentioned, Mark, it is illegal to smoke weed.
Whether
you like it or not. And we know alcohol is legal, and most people are responsible with it, right? Most people.
Because it happens every day, and the horrible stuff that goes on pales in comparison to, you know, I don't want to do that either, because the driving part of it I can't get into. Never drink and drive. End of story.
Right.
Never drink and drive. End of story. Now let's talk about it. Obviously, people control themselves to some level with alcohol.
The masses do, Mark. The masses.
Yeah, but so much bad goes on with that stuff. You get a little, you sound prudish, you sound this or that. It's not when we talk about this thing, like the McGarry thing, it's not my law. I am all for the decriminalization of marijuana. But if it doesn't happen yet, I can't do anything about that. I got to follow the rules. In theory, in life,
Mark,
they try to make you follow at least someone. Otherwise, you have mass chaos, and that never works.
But the thing that just, you know, it's very simple. You know, whenever you've taken a test, Mark, for a job or something, I never had to. Did you ever sweat one out? You know why I didn't sweat one out? Because I don't smoke weed. I don't.
Rob, never taken a drug test.
Okay.
My life.
You never. I did to
for
get
any
jobs.
Job,
I have.
Nope.
Well, that's why you've been able to get employed.
I guess so. Never taken a drug test. Am I giving something away? Never, ever, never, ever, never.
Oh, I remember for the New York Daily News, I had to go, Mark, take a drug test and see the doctor. For the Cincinnati Inquirer, I did the same thing, and I did all the time. Newspapers were very,
I wish
very...
I'd tell you I was lying, but I've never taken a drug test for a job, ever. Noah, you're on Sportsnet with Parker DeMann. Hi, Noah.
Yeah, I don't smoke pot, Rob, but cocaine, I don't like cocaine either. I just love the smell of it.
And you know what? LSD's the best, isn't it?
Well, I just love the smell of cocaine. I hate it, but, you know.
Love the smell of crack.
My boy Muscatel Keith, he's living up to his reputation. He made no sense at all talking about alcohol. If anybody's an expert, it's Muscatel Keith. Hey, Rob, I'm just going to go ahead and say it for you because I know you're dying to say it, but you want to be politically correct. The only reason that this is getting kind of like swept under the rug and it's like everybody's poo-pooing, it's like not a big deal, blah, 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 it's because he's a clean-cut white boy. If it had been Glenn Robinson III or even somebody, you know, with a checkered past or whatever, you know, everybody would be saying, oh, this is a travesty.
He's a thug. He's a hood.
Yep,
How did he get into Michigan? He's a weed smoker. Yes, those are conversations you probably would have heard.
So Rob, to be honest, that's basically, I don't you agree that you, I know you don't. You didn't.
No, I already said it.
I
said it earlier.
I know you only listen to Rob,
but sometimes listen to me, okay? Earlier, I said.
I got a man crush on Rob, man.
I know you do. No, that's painfully obvious. All right.
Oh, really? Stop! No, it's
yes,
not.
It is.
No, it's not. Go ahead. Noah,
listen to me. I said it earlier. I said I could easily make this a racial issue, but I could break it down even better because I can take the two schools. I can take what everybody thinks
Mark
about Michigan.
Said this, right. He could go do the Michigan State thing.
And I'm a Spartan, and I know that I'm supposed to be the little brother, and everything we do, we're a little more hayseedy over there, or we're more thuggish than Michigan is the upstanding Harvard of the Midwest, and we're the cow college. So you don't even have to do the racial part. You can just break it down to the two schools.
But
if this had happened at MSU, there'd be a whole different deal than what's happening at Michigan.
And Noah, to be fair, we've heard those conversations, and they're not always blatant black and white, but they're terms that are used for African-American athletes if they get in trouble. They're thugs. They're hoods. How did they get into Michigan? They only got into Michigan because they could play basketball, and they're not good people. We've heard all that stuff, and you're right.
I was shocked. I was shocked by how it was just so – everybody was real passive about it, and it was like – you know what I mean? I mean, I know what NCAA sometimes doesn't make sense about – like, if he would have been tested by Michigan and got busted, it's only a three-game suspension.
We already know there's a difference in the rules between the school testing
right.
and the NCAA.
No.
Noah, let me ask you a question. Hold on. Let me ask you a question. Why do you – because this came out all day today, too. Why was Mitch McGary tested when he wasn't even playing?
Well, they test everybody. They test anybody in the travel.
But I know. But the people ask me a question. They ask me, why do they do it?
Well, that doesn't make – the like I said, the NCAA is all over the map. They
no, they're not. There's a reason why they test Mitch McGary in a suit, whether he's – or it's anybody in a suit. Do you know why they do it?
I have no idea.
This should answer everybody's question. Because if you didn't test the ones that weren't playing, then a coach could use that to his advantage. He could find out a guy was smoking dope and say, hey, put a suit on, sit out tonight, and you won't be tested, and then we get past it. That's why they test guys even that aren't playing.
Well, he's a good cheerleader, though, even with a suit or
he's wearing a fine cheerleader, Mitch McGary.
Hey, but you know what else is got Michigan screwed is, I think it's Morgan. He graduated, and then they lost Horford. He transferred, and I think he transferred because he thought McGary was coming back. So now they're like,
I just said
anybody.
That. I know.
You know, they really got screwed.
I know. No, that's thanks, Noah. There's a long way to go for Michigan to really kind of rebuild this.
To rebuild that thing back.
Someone said it better than I. They said they just went from an NCAA contender to an absolute NIT team.
Mark, they are not going to the tournament.
Yeah, that's an NIT.
Absolutely.
I heard someone else say they might even go to the NIT. That might not even be an NIT team right now. Jeff, you're on Sports Night with Parker and Man. Hi, Jeff.
What up, though, fellas? How y'all doing on this nice Friday evening?
Man, Jeff, we're doing great. How are you, bud?
Oh, I'm all right. I'm looking forward to the roundtable discussion up at the barbershop, bro.
Yeah.
That sounds like a real good idea. Politics and basketball at a roundtable discussion, because everybody in the barbershop is a professional. You know that.
Well, you know, that's the whole premise of the show. I've been trying to tell people that forever, and me being a sports guy and owning a barbershop, so... the first show is May 3rd, 11:30 a.m. on Channel 38 WADL. So we'll kick it off, and hopefully people will tune in and watch.
Oh, yeah, most definitely a great concept. Now, with this McGary thing, and, you know, I'll be the first person to tell you, I'm for, you know, legalizing marijuana, you know, the consumption of it. You know, it's
not
all
legalizing,
right.
It's decriminalization of it.
Exactly. Well, exactly. But in this situation, the more that I thought about it, this guy suits up. He plays for a prominent school. You are going to be the man next year. And he really needed the extra year that Michigan would have gave him. And I feel like it's good for you. You're forced to go to the NBA now because you did something boneheaded. The bottom line is you don't smoke weed when you know that you're not supposed to. If I had a job that I was supposed to, you know, perform in my job and not consume marijuana, then I'm not going to because I have to fear that I could get in trouble.
Hey, you know what? Let's listen to this. And you know this. You know why they don't test for marijuana stuff at fast food restaurants?
Nobody would be getting
exactly. You wouldn't exactly. There would be nobody to serve me my McDonald's salad and large Diet Coke, Mark. They know it. Am I right? They know it, so they don't even go there. But other jobs.
I didn't know that. I thought it was just because there were too many guys all the time. It cost them a fortune to test all these people.
Yeah, well,
well I don't
true.
Know.
No,
I
but
just,
that's it.
I didn't know there's McDonald's
nobody,
and Wendy's.
No, they don't do that. No, Mark, because you wouldn't have any workers.
I
mean,
know.
And I understand that, and I understand the decriminalization of it. You don't want to put people in jail and take up space in jail for smoking a joint. I get that. But in this case, I just think he was selfish and he thought about himself and he made Michigan look bad. I don't care what anybody says. That's what happened. He was selfish.
Yeah, but guess what, fellas?
What's that?
He'll be a high draft pick.
I don't think
Oh, no, no. He's like high.
Oh, high.
Very good. No, that's very good.
Hey, Jeff, are you on dope?
He's on dope.
Are you all smoked up?
That's very good, Jeff. That was funny.
Thanks, man. And by the way, that's not true, Rob. It's not true.
What?
You said if they had to test guys at McDonald's or Burger King or Wendy's, you'd never have any employees. It's not true.
Why is that?
Because Matt Millen needs a gig.
Oh, stop.
Come on, Matt. I had to do it. It's almost 8 o'clock on a Friday, and you're long gone out of here. All right, Sports Night with Parker and Man. Get set for so much more. 248-848-1130. Mark and Rob, Detroit's 1130. Yes?
And we're going to talk about your horrible wings who out in five games. And
wings.
I tried to explain to you and tell you.
And then the surrealness that was the Northwestern vote. Coming up later, the Northwestern vote to unionize earlier today in Evanston, Illinois. Craziness over there along Lake Michigan. Sports Night with Parker and Man. Detroit's 1130. WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Lighter side of golf with our guru, Bob Krause. Check him out at bobkrausegolf.com. Lighter side of golf with Bob Krause right here on The Fan.
Hi, I'm Bob Krause. This is The Lighter Side of Golf. Okay, a common problem that I see and I hear from golfers is their posture when they're standing in a normal upright position. If you play a lot of golf throughout your life, what happens is your shoulders get rounded because of the angle that you're standing in. So I had a client of mine, Joycelyn, who she's a yoga instructor at In Harmony Yoga and Wellness, gave me an exercise for you guys to do. Basically, it's called a chest expansion. And what you do is you stand up straight, you get a golf club, you put it just below your belt line, and you hold it about waist apart. Roll your shoulders back, and then try to lift the club up and away from your back. What this is going to do is it's going to help you pull your shoulders back and help your posture. So if you guys have a little bit of roundness your shoulder from playing too much golf, Joycelyn says try this and it's going to help your posture. So do that a few times a day and you're going to get better posture. I'm Bob Krause. As always, you can reach me at Bob Krause Golf on Facebook, bobkrausegolf.com, or at Bob Krause on your Twitter. So check it out. That's The Lighter Side of Golf.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
All right, I was hobnobbing with the beautiful people. I was up on Long Lake Road today past Bloomfield Hills. I was heading over towards...
Hobnob and gobble.
I was doing all the hobnobble gobble. I was doing all that stuff. And I'm telling you, I can't believe how bad Long Lake Road is in various parts near Coolidge and whatnot. Past like Adams. Terrible. And, you know, I thought, I already know the area. So my car didn't have any issues, you know, going past the craters and dodging all that's going on over there. But if you've got an issue, or even if you just need the routine maintenance, take your car to the pros, the professionals, car, truck, or van, Expert Car Care. That's Expert.
And you know what, Mark? Best part about Expert Car Care, they offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. Best of all, you'll be back on the road safe and sound in no time. Oftentimes, Mark, the same day.
Expert Car Care takes care of everything, services it all. Top to bottom, A to Z, front to back, something as simple as a windshield wiper or a tire repair or as major as replacing an entire transmission or engine. And be sure to mention you know who and something good will happen to you.
Are you saying Parker and the Man?
That's what I'm telling
you. That's why I say Parker and the Man and you'll receive not only a free oil change with any work done, but also, Mark, I got an even better deal for that. You ready?
Uh-huh. I can't wait.
A free front wheel alignment if needed.
It's over $100 in savings just by saying Parker and the Man. Expert Car Care, Mike and his great people, they got locations for you on 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming and 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. It's Expert Car Care, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yes?
Go get Expert Car Care.
Sports Rep next.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.